after next is now. Na FNB group savings account. Na saving na zero month DC. Bank no charge up a quarter ni fee. Competitive saving rate. Hidden best for you bukumo yes. Flexible access yandalama. Mama ATM, mama bangalana. E-wallet yolo wangalana. Agent deposit your drone dalama. For app you cannot remove a member. How many members is your chidimba? None need ya ma physical meeting. For app you chat a boss and my members. Banking just got better. Banking just got better. Saving as a group up just got better. Saving in a chapa mo just got better. Na FNB group savings account. FNB group savings account.
FNB's group savings account is a secure way to save and a sure way to grow your money.
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push, it all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Radio News. Kombon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 8:50, Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna kulala.
The headlines on Kombon Radio.
Mukushi's Mbovali residents have bemoaned a poor state of roads in the area. In African news, a South Sudan leader sacks powerful vice president in shock move. With the news in details, my name is Blessed Chua. Residents of Mbovali area in Mukushi district have raised concerns over the poor state of roads in the community. Speaking to Kombon Radio News on behalf of the community, Mr. Albert Ngosa says the roads have become almost impassable following the onset of the rainy season. Mr. Ngosa says that the area is predominantly farming based, with many residents are growing tomatoes and other produce for sale. However, the bad road conditions are making it difficult for farmers to transport their goods to the market, affecting their livelihoods. He has since called on relevant authorities to urgently grade the roads to ease the transportation challenges are facing the community. Kitwa's Vupe Ward Councillor Francis Kavuseni has urged the residents of Mukura na Twange to subscribe to the authorized waste collectors, citing the risk of cholera outbreaks and other diseases due to indiscriminate waste disposal in residential areas. Mr. Kavuseni has emphasized that residents have a responsibility to subscribe to authorize the waste collectors, citing the law and the availability of flexible payment plans. He encouraged residents to pay installments if they cannot afford to pay at once. Mr. Kavuseni has further urged the residents to keep their environment clean to avoid the outbreak of waterborne diseases.
Residents, to desist from doing this, especially that we are now in rain season. It's very easy to have cholera outbreak and other diseases. The law is very clear, and everyone knows that my garbage is my responsibility, and I should ensure that I subscribe to authorized waste collector. Therefore, all the residents, all the households within within this ward, within Kitwe, should subscribe to authorized waste collectors. We don't have any dump site within residential, and the law doesn't allow.
Local Government and Rural Development Minister Gift Asialuwalo has warned the civic leaders against abusing the Cash for Work initiative through empowering their relatives and associates. Speaking in Chingola when he addressed the councillors before touring the gutted Chiwempala market and selected a CDF project, Mr. Asialuwalo stated that the government has suspended the Cash for Work initiative in order to correct some irregularities in its management. He noted that some councillors were including people on the list of Cash for Work beneficiaries who were also on other empowerment initiatives such as the social cash transfer and other government support initiatives. He said this is not supposed to be the case. Mr. Asialuwalo, however, announced that the Cash for Work program will soon resume once all the irregularities in its administration are corrected. Government suspended the Cash for Work initiative in order to put up modalities that will enhance its efficiency and to also review the list of beneficiaries so that the rightful people benefit. South African-based comedian Kevin Fraser, through Absolute Gentleman Foundation, has donated assorted gifts worth 60,000 kwacha to Arthur Davison Children's Hospital in Ndola. Speaking during the handover, Mr. Fraser hailed a staff at the hospital for their expertise offered to children with various conditions and stated that the gesture is a way of showing the spirit of oneness.
And to visit and obviously get behind us and support us. So, you know, for all the work that you're doing, we know in the Northern Province, all the children are looked after by you, you know. And it was one of the most attractive things when we started as Three Gentlemen and our partnership with you was the fact that we had young children coming from different parts of the Northern Province and sometimes the Southern Province because of your expertise. So, you know, we're here today and it's an honor and a privilege to have Kev and his team with us today and to actually experience the fulfillment that we get from giving a little bit back.
And Senior Medical Superintendent at the hospital, Dr. Wendo Nduna, thanked Mr. Fraser and the Absolute Gentleman Foundation for the gesture, further stating how the hospital has benefited from foundation's donations from the last 8 years.
It is actually very, very gratifying to have you here as we know that our incredible children will actually have a smile on their face because of gestures such as this. And really, it is such an early Christmas for them and for us all as an institution. Mm-hmm. I know deep down inside there's a child in each and every one of us, so secretly the members of staff are exactly elated as well. So thank you again for coming. We are so immensely grateful to have you coming all the way from South Africa to grace us with your presence. Kevin, we are thankful and very, very sincerely so for making the time to come out of your busy schedule to come and share this special early Christmas with our incredible children.
We break the set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rates.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
It's been 20 incredible years of progress, and we couldn't have done it without you. To you, we say thank you. Twalumba, twatotela, sikomo, situpesi, twasanta. Part of the celebration. Join MTN today. MTN, what are we doing today?
Current business rates on Company Radio.
My business rate, Mitego, Zama Oda, Zamele Kalandida, Ife, the Company Radio, Nizi.
50 kg repu, 200. 50 kg.